going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now it's time for Inside the Clubhouse, a show dedicated to the Chicago baseball fan, featuring the best Chicago baseball conversation, as well as the big MLB topics, starring Score baseball insider Bruce Levine and half of Chicago's number one sports morning show, David Haw. It all starts now on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good Saturday morning, Chicago. Welcome back inside the clubhouse on this beautiful morning right here on 670 The Score and your free Odyssey app, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. I'm David Haw, along with Bruce Levine, talking baseball like we do every Saturday morning from 9 to 11. Today, wondering if the best offense in baseball might have taken a week's vacation and maybe wondering whether the White Sox are a little better than the record might suggest. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning, David. Yeah, those are really good questions. I don't know how you come up with these great topics every week. I read your stuff, Bruce.
You are after, the engine after, here.
After doing your CHSN stuff on Friday night, do you just sit down and say, honey, I'll take dinner, but I have to write out all of this stuff for our show tomorrow on Inside the Clubhouse.
I know, Bruce, you have high expectations. And I think you didn't have to go very far, though, in terms of conversations to find somebody this week complaining or wondering about the Cub offense, because they lost yesterday 6-2. They won every game against the Rockies, but when you look at the last four games, starting Monday, going through Monday through Friday, basically the work week that the Cubs went through, they managed a meager 11 runs in four games. Now, there's not a lot to complain about because you're 3-1 in that time, but I do wonder what's going on and if there's any reason for concern.
You know, I think that the two main sports in Chicago is complaining about the weather and complaining about our sports teams. No matter if they win or not, there's a complaint department area open every day, every single day.
There is, but I do understand why there might be a little bit of a feeling this week that you look at yesterday's. Yesterday they ran into a tough pitcher. Abbott was dealing. He struck out eight, did not give up a walk. It was definitely one of those situations where you have to tip your hat to the starting pitcher on the other mound. And I don't want to be one of those guys who is looking at it from that perspective where the glass is half empty. I'm a glass half full guy. Try to be. But I think that let's look at the Cub issues. They are, you know, starting pitching is emerging as one of the bigger concerns. The bullpen is maybe better. We talk about that a lot. Third base is getting solved by Matt Shaw. The offense, though, Bruce, 11 runs in four games, that's not at their typical pace.
You know, to win 100 games in a season, David, you have to win when you're not playing that well, right? Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, the one thing they seem to bring every day, They bring really good defense. They bring a lot of energy as far as trying to be able to win games without slug, which they've accomplished quite a bit here in the first third of the season. And they just seem not to ever look like they're not prepared out there, okay? How many times can you think of in the beginning of the year here, you know, 54, 55 games, where you said, gee, they didn't really look ready today. That's a sloppy game. Very few times does this team look unprepared to try to win a game and win a game in different fashions. So I guess our topic matter should probably be the Cubs find ways to win. Even the game yesterday, we're going to have Tito Francona on our first guest in about 10 minutes here. But before we bring Tito on, I'm sure when we get around to him, he's going to say, the Cubs are a team that scared us even up 4 or 5 runs late in the game.
Because of what happened last weekend in Cincinnati. You never could relax if you're a Reds fan, if you're a Reds manager, if you're a Reds player. Yeah, the Cubs were coming back. They threatened twice in the 8th and the 9th. It finally revived the crowd at Wrigley, which had come to a Friday afternoon game hoping for something like that, something dramatic to happen. So you're right. That's a point well taken. This offense will click. It just hasn't been this week. It can have an off week and still be the most potent offense in the National League.
It's a scary team. And how often do you have the luxury in a city to have a scary team where other teams are a little bit intimidated by you, even when you're up 4 or 5 runs? I think that was the case yesterday with Cincinnati. Even beyond those games in Cincinnati, as you astutely point out, David, they've done it time and time again to other teams where they now have 25 games, I believe, 24, 25 games where they've scored four runs or more in an inning. So this team can explode at any time with a variety of different ways to beat you and score runs.
Let's set up. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah. I think run prevention is huge for them. Mm-hmm. I think the ability to score runs in multiple different ways has made this an extremely watchable team.
Oh, it's so much fun. It has been so much fun. Yeah, it's gotten to the point where you are nitpicking about what has gone wrong. The offensive lack of production that I cited, 11 runs in 4 games, they won 3 of those 4 games. So everything is relative, and I think that's the fun that is ahead for us this summer and why, you know, you look at the Cubs and they are the team to beat in the NL Central. They have established themselves as that. But maybe Terry Francona will have something to say about that. We'll talk to him at 9:20. Let's set up the show. Justin Turner, the Cubs 40-year-old first baseman, pinch hitter, designated hitter, clubhouse guy, will join us at 10 o'clock. We'll play a little chin music with Jed Hoyer at 10:30. Tape of Jed Hoyer, not live. Jed has done a lot of talking this week, and we'll look at what he had to say. And also your calls and texts, 312-644-6767. So, Bruce, yes, I think this Cubs season, as we begin the first week of the unofficial start to summer, has been something where the offense wasn't there. But, boy, the starting pitching after yesterday, Colin Ray, who at one point in time, 2 starts ago, was looking like maybe their most valuable and versatile pitcher, his last 2 outings he hasn't had it. 12 earned runs in his last 10 and 2/3. Today they're going to an opener because Ben Brown has not been good in the first inning. How would you assess and how would you describe the state of the Cubs starting pitching?
I would say it is on tilt right now. From an old pinball machine player, you know, tilt is not a good thing. But I think right now the Cubs are really trying to hang on. The pitcher development is coming along. So, you know, you and I and Mully on your great show every morning on The Score, we talked often about the fact that player development seems to get lost in the mix of an idea of a team that's expected to win and maybe win big going deep into the playoffs this year in the Cubs. But the player development for the pitching is huge right now, and that's why the start for Ben Brown today is put off to the second inning or later due to the fact they're using the opener for him after a wonky start last week against Cincinnati. So I would say the player development of Brown and Cade Horton are huge to watch as far as the ascension of this team of moving down the road over the next 100 ball games.
Well, I think Craig Council looked at the numbers, as did everybody in the Cubs front office, and they saw Ben Brown. His ERA in first innings, I think, is 9.9. He is not a guy that comes out of the gate fast for whatever reason, whether it's he's too amped or he's not focused or whatever the case may be. But there had to be something to address this. Drew Pomeranz is more of a guy you trust, and I think the matchups, you throw a left-hander on the mound and Ben Brown comes on, that would make sense to me. And this is how Craig Council explained his approach to today's start.
Yeah, we may use an opener tomorrow. We'll see how the game goes today. So that's the story. But, yeah, Ben will be involved.
Is it specifically regarding something you see with the Reds and Ben Brown, or is it just how Ben's been performing lately?
I think, you know, we're trying to win the game. The best way to win the game, we think, is to consider an opener tomorrow, depending on who's available. You know, we'll look at that. That's kind of how the decision gets made. And, yeah, I mean, I think there's things Ben can do better. I think, you know, when you use an opener for a starter, you're trying to make the trying to get a better solution in the first inning, and then you're trying to probably get a better solution kind of as, you know, you get to the back end of the appearance. The hitter's, you know, whatever, 19 to 25 or something like that, and make that job a little easier too.
Bruce, I think that Ben Brown spoke, and you were there, about toning down his intensity in the first inning. Is it just as easy as that?
We'll see today. I'm not in particularly in love with the opener. I never have been. I never quite understood it, except for the fact that, you know, metrically, everybody has their three best hitters starting off, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're the guys, but not the old time three best hitters where the on-base percentage guy that doesn't hit home runs is in those first three. Now it's like every manager says, my best OPS guys are going to be 1, 2, and 3, meaning we want damage from the first three guys, home run, double, another double, home run. So in run prevention, teams like the Cubs today are hoping that the left-hander can get by those three hitters and then bring in a softer landing for Ben Brown to start the game in the second or third inning. It's an interesting concept. I don't like the message. The message to my starting pitcher is, you're not good enough to get those first three guys out, and therefore, we're going to make it easier for you.
The message is help.
I don't like it.
The message is help. Because, Bruce, I mean, let's face it, Paul Sullivan in this morning's Tribune put it, I think, pretty aptly, the way this is turning out. Lately, it's been Jameson Taillon and four starters who came into the season as question marks due to past injuries, inconsistency, or inexperience. Now, Colin Ray was fantastic, but in his last two starts, his ERA jumped from 2.38 to 3.96. We just mentioned Ben Brown. I like Cade Horton. I think he's the guy you're going to come to count on. Matthew Boyd was tremendous last time out. But where is your level of confidence in the consistency from those four guys? Shota Imanaga on the way back. We don't know when, though. So I think this is a team that has won at a high rate without Shota, but it also has something to do with the teams they've been playing.
They've won without Shota. They've won without Steele. Okay. So, and they have the second best record in the National League. So what we might be missing is manipulating starting pitching, really the key to what a manager does, what a front office does, and navigating that particular day with what you have in a new fashion that none of us are really comfortable with or used to, right? I mean, it's
a new way of looking at it, Bruce, right?
It's an NFL way of looking at, like, we have to win this next game. How are we set up to do that? Simplistically put, much more difficult over 162 games to be able to be consistent that way.
But Bruce, think of it the way that's a very good description, because I think that is the way we have changed our mentality about some of these games. You go into them with that NFL-like mentality. Likewise, Craig Counsell describes a game as 27 outs you have to get. His pitchers aren't relievers, they're out-getters. So you take a very practical approach to it, and there is maybe an increased sense of urgency, so it seems. But I do think it's a different way of viewing traditional starters, traditional relief roles, and all the things we can talk about with Terry Francona, our next guest. Because if anybody can put it in and has had to deal with it, it's a manager that is, you know, he's been around for a very long time and can talk as well as any of them in the dugout.
I think, David, that old conversation where a talk show host used to come on the air and say, managers don't matter, okay? You know, it's going to be, maybe they matter in two or three games a whole year. They can lose more than they win. These days, managers have to do a million times more things in order to be ready to win a ball game. And we're going to talk to Terry Francona, who might have, just like other teams right now, 8 to 10 coaches compared to when he was playing with 4 or 5, okay? Can you imagine just downloading your coaches if you have 8-man staff every day as to what they're doing with the individual guys?
Sounds like the NFL, Bruce, is what it sounds like. But we will talk to one of the best in Major League Baseball. Terry Francona, the Reds manager, will join us next on Inside the Clubhouse. David Haw, Bruce Levine, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse.
I've been around him a little bit. There is just he has a likability about him when you play for him. I walked in, I got traded over there or picked up by them when I got released. And you walk in, he makes you feel right at home. He's very simple-minded, lets you know your role. Is easy to have conversations with, talk on the bench. He very much feels like a friend as soon as he gets there. And I mean, his baseball knowledge and how long he's been in this game and the things he's seen, I'm extremely jealous of.
Welcome back inside the clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. David Hall, Bruce Levine, until 11 o'clock, talking sports and baseball on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And that was David Ross, a familiar voice, talking about our next guest who joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Reds manager Terry Francona. Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. We really appreciate your time this morning. Bruce and I were just talking, Terry, about how the job, your job, has changed over the years in one specific way. Managing staffs. How many assistants you have. How many front office people are offering their data and all the things that you have to deal with. How would you describe in that way specifically how different the job is now?
Oh, my goodness. When I first took the job in Philadelphia, there was a general manager and assistant general manager, and that was about it. You know, now, you know, we have a ton of coaches. There's baseball off people all over the map. And again, it's not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing. I just think sometimes, I mean, not sometimes, all the time, you got to know what to filter. Because if you're getting 50 different ideas from coming at you from all directions, it can be a little overwhelming. And everybody means well, but it's just can be a lot. So I think you got to know what to listen to, what to disregard. And sometimes you hear something really good, so you got to know what to use.
Tito, thanks for coming on. Because of what you just talked about, in the old days, I'd come into your office, you'd be sitting back, you know, we'd talk for 10 or 15 minutes. Managers don't have that kind of time for other things these days, which is really, really interesting in itself. But from the perspective of a year ago to right now, I was just looking at a text I had with you a year ago, and I said, are you ready to come back? And he goes, and you sent me a picture of you sitting there with your granddaughter in front of a lemonade stand. He said, I'm now in charge. I'm the assistant lemonade seller for my granddaughter right now. What changed for you as far as wanting to come back?
You know what, Bruce? Nothing really. I mean, I had a good year, a needed year away from baseball. And I was just kind of starting to think, like, okay, how busy do I want to be next year? Because Cleveland had been so good about letting me just kind of chill and get healthy. And then all of a sudden, and I hadn't even looked at any manager's jobs. And I know people don't believe that, but I was just enjoying myself. And then Nick Kroll and, you know, Brad Metter called, and they flew out to my house, and shoot, man, one thing led to another, and it happened quick. And you know what? It's a good thing. I kind of felt the same way when I went to Cleveland like 12 years ago, and I feel the same way now. I like doing stuff with people that I enjoy and I care about. And so I get a kick out of that. So in that sense, it's been really, really good.
You know, Terry, from the outside, it's always obvious that we say, boy, you can see his impact on that team. And you've got the Reds at 500. You guys have had some injuries, and you just know that you're not going to be a team that underachieves. But I think that's our perspective. I know it probably it seems easy from the outside, and it's not. How would you describe the job that you have done or what the greatest challenge has been since coming to Cincinnati?
Oh, boy. Well, I mean, it's ever evolving. you know, wish our record was better. We've been inconsistent. We've had injuries, as a lot of teams do. We are trying to really build, you know, a culture here where, you know, guys want to enjoy doing the right thing, playing the game the right way. And we're working at it. And I tell you what, we got a great group of kids. They're kids, but we got a great group. And I enjoy the heck out of them. Just, you know, again, sometimes when you're asking different things than maybe they've been asked for a few years, it takes a little time and you got to explain something. That's okay.
Tito, when you look at Pete Crow Armstrong, obviously you're thinking every day about getting the Cubs out and how to get them out. But from a pure baseball aspect, and being the fan that you are of the game as well as the integral part of managing a ball club, what do you see in that player? And are you surprised at his abilities to do things and still being very raw at age 23?
Well, I mean, his bat speed jumps off the chart at you when you look at him. And I don't know that people understand that as you're young and you grow within the league, you know, when you first come here, you're trying to survive. And then you start doing things and you start to understand, God, you know what, maybe I can thrive. And confidence plays a huge part. And you start to know that you belong. And not just belong, but like I said, maybe you can even kind of dominate. And with his bat speed and his legs, he got a lot of weapons to beat you.
So yesterday we're watching the Cubs and the Reds, and it's Friday afternoon, and you guys have a very comfortable lead. And I thought you making the move to go to the bullpen was a sign that you can't relax against this Cub offense. The way that you handled your bullpen, I think, suggested that you agreed with that premise. This Cub offense has been, you know, they've had maybe a quieter week than usual, but they have been one of the best in baseball. Did yesterday typify the kind of approach that you can never sleep or relax against this Cub offense?
Well, I would disagree with one thing you said there, and you said a comfortable lead. There is no comfortable lead, and we found that out last week. And yeah, Yesterday, they keep coming, and they have the ability to hit the ball a long way. So you want to build a lead where if somebody makes a mistake, it doesn't cost you a game, you know, especially in this ballpark. And I thought we did a good job of that. Ashcraft came in, got a huge double play. You know, we sent him back out, and then we went and got him. And Pagan came in and got the last couple outs. But, I mean, the team we're playing is really, really dangerous.
Tito, Pete Rose, a guy that you played with, which is amazing to even say right now and to get your head around, you know, playing back then, still being very relevant now and thinking about, you know, the circumstance with Pete and how it came full circle here with his passing and now the Hall of Fame and Major League Baseball reconsidering things. You know, again, I know how much the affinity that you have for him, but what do you think? What are your thoughts when you heard all this? Because I really want to know. I know it's been such a convoluting subject over the years.
Yeah, it sure has. And you know, I think I've said it probably to you many times. I'm glad I'm not the one that's in charge, because I don't have the ability to not be biased when it comes to Pete. And I know he made some mistakes, but I also know he was probably the best teammate you could ever have. And when you look at what he did as a player, I mean, my goodness, man, if he's not in the Hall of Fame, there isn't one. I mean, it boggles my mind how many hits he got. And, you know, when you think, do the math, what, 22 years of, you know, over 200 hits. I mean, come on. But I'm glad I didn't have to make the decision, because I know it's not as easy as I probably think or a lot of us do. You know, from a personal standpoint, I wish he'd have been alive when it happened. But that's just a personal, and I don't know that somebody's wrong for not doing it or right. That's just a personal, from a personal standpoint.
You know, we talked at the beginning of the conversation, and we're talking with Terry Francona, the Reds manager, here at Wrigley Field, playing the Cubs later today. Terry, how the job description has changed and evolved. But after a year away and selling lemonade with your granddaughter and having just a nice, relaxing season away from the sport, as you return to it, how did you change, if you have? And how did you feel like you had to maybe to connect with players in your clubhouse who are, you know, getting younger by the day, it seems?
Well, as long as I don't have to listen to their music, you know, I'm okay. I mean, I think regardless of my age, I know I've been accused of being rather immature, so I probably can get along with any age. And I think it was actually easier because the year away, I was so beat up physically that it starts to get in your way mentally and you start getting short on patience. That's not good attributes for a manager. You need to be patient and things like that. And I felt like I was in a much better position physically to do a job because I felt like I was shortchanging people at the end in Cleveland, and I didn't like that.
The one thing that I've learned over the years, when managers say we don't compete against the other manager, to me is total BS, okay? I think that more than ever, all the moves that you guys have to make as managers now, managing bullpens from the second inning on, maybe the first inning because of openers all the way through, I think that the competition is greater than I've ever seen it. And it's not about ego or who's smarter or not, but I just feel that, you know, you really have to use your people to the very best way you can and be on top of it because that other guy is really working hard to beat you.
Bruce, I agree. But you know what? I think you try to put your players in the best position where they can succeed. And I don't run to see how I'm being perceived in the morning after. You know, I think you got to be confident enough to do what you think is right. You know, there's sometimes I'll do something and I don't answer probably very appropriately because I'm trying to protect a player. That's okay. I'd rather somebody accuse me of not being that smart than hammer a player. And like I said, you got to be confident enough to do what you think's right and then move on. And that's kind of what I've always done. And I'll do it. You know, again, you're convicted in what you know is right or what you think is right. Doesn't always work out, but that doesn't mean it's wrong.
So Bruce mentioned the opener idea, Terry, and I think you're going to see one today. Drew Pomeranz opening for the Cubs. Ben Brown, the starter, is probably going to come in later. What do you think about that trend in baseball, and how open are you to those ideas and things that maybe are much different than when you began managing games?
Yeah, we did it about a week ago with our young kid Chase Petty, and we did it with Brent Suter opening. I'm not opposed to anything that I think can help us win. I think what people lose sight of is the teams that generally use an opener at least semi-regularly, they have pitchers that have options. You can't just do it with a 13-man rotation or, you know, staff. Because like Tampa's the team that originally did it. And if you remember back, they were funneling guys up through the big leagues and then back almost daily. And that's how they made that work. It's really hard to do that if you have a set staff because you're going to run out of innings.
Your friend Michael Jordan right now would be in the major leagues batting sixth in somebody's lineup. With his abilities, we can't leave without a good Michael Jordan story. Are you still in touch? And you know, he's starting to rise up, become a media star now. What? When's the last time you talked to him? What's going on with Mike?
Oh man, I just texted those guys the other day because I wanted to see if they were going to be here, and unfortunately, they're not. But you know what? He can do anything he wants, and he's going to be great at it. That I found that out personally. You know, you tell him no. And he's going to find a way to make the answer be yes. I found out the hard way a lot of times. He can will himself to make the answer be yes.
When you come back to Wrigley, does it take you back to the team that drafted you and you represented for a short period of time at the beginning of your playing career?
You know what? It really doesn't because it's so different. I mean, it's so nice. I mean, you know, Janet Marie Smith, who, you know, did the over, she's amazing. And the stadium did lose one bit of its ambiance, but now it's a little nicer to take a shower or go to the bathroom. And the things they've done for the fans, they did an incredible job here.
Tito, thank you so much for taking some time out today. Back to those, I counted 12 or 13 people that you have to manage each day, just in your coaching staff and support staff. So take all the best, right, and thanks for everything. Okay. Appreciate it.
All right, guys, I'll talk to you. See you, Bruce.
Thanks, Terry.
Take care.
Terry Francona, the Reds manager, talking to us here on Inside the Clubhouse. Nice job, Bruce, getting him to be interviewed and set aside a few minutes.
Former lemonade stand manager.
I love that little anecdote. And that you in fact kept the text.
I'm going to send you the text of him sitting there with his granddaughter selling lemonade, probably exactly a year ago.
He was great, and we'll react to what Terry Francona had to tell us, as well as look at what the White Sox did on Friday in Baltimore, coming close but losing 2-1. To the Orioles. We'll talk about it here on Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Benintendi to right field, backing up is Hummel, and it's going to one-hop the wall. Capra, he comes in to score an RBI double for Benny, and the Sox get on the board with two outs in the ninth.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haugh on Sports Radio 670 The Score, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That was a fun interview. David Haugh, Bruce Levine. Talk to Terry Francona from the Reds. He kind enough to join us last segment. Now we're talking White Sox. That was highlight from Friday's loss 2-1 to the Orioles. Thank you, CHSN. By the way, Bruce, that was a good booth. The last four games, Steve Stone is off. Dan Plesac filling in. Good chemistry with John Schriffen. And they had a very strong game.
What are you saying?
I'm not saying anything. I'm saying I enjoyed Dan Plesak. Don't start anything. I'm saying Plesak's my guy. Stoney's my guy. They're both my guys, but I just think that it was a fun game.
You, my friend, have a lot of guys.
I don't know about that.
I love that music coming in that Sean Sears played. Everyone's a winner, baby. You know, the old Hot Chocolate song, terrific, right?
Before my time, Bruce, but I do think
a lot of things are before your time.
Yeah, you've got to take that approach if you're Will Venable. You've got to have the let's stay positive no matter what, because the results aren't that great. They're still the worst team in the American League. They're playing one of the most disappointing, the most disappointing team in the American League, in the Orioles. They came close. It was 2-1. I like the way they grinded out in the ninth. Benintendi has been a professional hitter this week. Mike Tauchman got a double in the ninth inning last night. They don't go away. So I think where are we with the White Sox? Because, Bruce, they have looked better. They have looked more competitive. But it's still not enough because it is a results-oriented business.
So the training wheels are still on, okay? And when you're learning how to ride that bike and the training wheels are still on, you're going to see a lot of mistakes that cost you a game. The White Sox are a much better team to watch because they pitch well enough to stay in games. The little intricacies of being able to win, it's going to take a while. I mean, yesterday you had Edgar Carroll, the catcher, who has really added some energy to this team and looks like he has a bright future ahead, make two crucial mistakes.
Bad mistakes.
That cost them the game.
Yeah.
Right? He cost them the game. Now, again, he contributed to getting on base. You know, but he's caught this is not an indictment of Edgar Carroll.
It should be, though. That's the point, isn't it? He got picked off second base, Bruce, and then he made a bad throw on a double steal. The Orioles stole a run. It was a 2-1 game. The point being,
right. Yes,
Edgar Carroll has been promising as a rookie coming up, and he does look the part. But when a rookie makes a mistake, he's got to be held as accountable as a 10-year veteran, right?
No question. And again, it's like no pat on the back and we're taking you to Dairy Queen. You learn from this,
like,
right?
Dairy Queen.
You must learn from this. And the throw through where the Orioles suckered him to throw a ball down to second base, okay, and the guy in third base ends up walking home with eventually was the winning run. You know, those things you must learn from, right? Okay, it's the manager said we had to redirect play, which meant throw through to second
base.
Throw
through, but yeah. They didn't. And you know what? It was a bad throw to boot.
Well, it was a sucker play because this is a play Baltimore had on where the man on first base starts running towards second base, automatically gets caught in a rundown, okay,
mm-hmm.
and with less than two outs, right? And the man on – and if you – and if you make the move toward the base, the man on third is waiting for that throw. As soon as you make that throw, he's off, right?
Right.
He's already got that. You are in no man's land. You can tag the guy out. As it turned out, they weren't even able to do that. He went on and stole the base.
So, I don't know why they threw all the way through anyway. I think they should not have done that under those circumstances, knowing that they were unlikely to pull it off. And that is. That is something you can think ahead a step and know that you're going to concede a stolen base, which is better than conceding a run in a tight game.
Again, Carroll and the other players aren't only learning. Will Venable is learning on the job.
Good point.
Right?
It's a fair point, too.
And so again, this is a play that's been in baseball for 150 years. And, you know, it worked to perfection. And unfortunately for the White Sox, who scored a run late, that ended up being the winning run. But it can be a great learning experience for the player who looks like he's going to be a good professional player. They might have a better catcher coming along pretty quickly in Teal.
Well, that's
but that's a good problem to have.
It is. So he's going to be a good player in time. This has nothing to do with that projection. I might also teach him a lesson today. I don't think that maybe you start him today because – you talk about accountability. I think it's more than just a Stern talking to at his locker.
You got someone better in his start?
Yeah. The White Sox have one thing, is they have is catchers.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Corey Lee fan.
Sure.
Teal looks like he's got a chance to be a star. I mean, he's killing it in AAA. So this is a really good thing, and I love being able to talk about some positive things with the White Sox. A negative yesterday, I don't bench Carroll. I let him play and be coached up from this circumstance. He was talking about it as early as the post-game interviews, right?
Fair enough. You're right.
He didn't back away, wasn't hiding. You know, very little hiding going on in sports and in baseball in particular these days. You have to stand up and talk about, you know, things that are unpleasant at times. And lucky for us, we can analyze it and make it into hopefully some interesting listening.
I like Edgar Caro. He's going to be a fine catcher for the White Sox, but yesterday was not a good one. Two little small things before we get to the phone lines. Number one, a positive. Sean Burke, he didn't start the game, but he came in the second inning, and he struck out six, walked one over six innings. I thought he was pretty sharp. Two runs against the Orioles is acceptable. The second thing, Bruce, Luis Robert Jr.'s at bat in the ninth inning was really a sign of some of the progress that he needs to show. He was down, I think, 1-2 in the count. He coaxed a walk, and he fouled off some really tough pitches. And I think when you look at that growth, you're looking for little things. That was a little thing that hopefully they can build into a bigger thing.
John Schriffen, the play-by-play guy for the White Sox, pointed out very astutely that pulling a ball like that foul ball down the line was something we haven't seen from Robert for a long time.
No doubt about it.
And so you're hoping the bat is starting to quicken up, you know, the perspective of him getting better for both the White Sox and the ability for the White Sox to move him for some other good players. You know, again, this is June, so the trading deadline is only relatively seven weeks away, where the serious part of the trading deadline, the last week before August 1st, you see all the things happening. And if he gets hot during this time, you know, this could be a really good thing. The guy that we were talking to, Terry Francona, the Reds and the Phillies have been on Luis Robert all the way. The Mets have been talking about him as well. So there are teams that are waiting for him to get better, just like the White Sox are. And the ability to only look at him as a 1 year or a 2 to 3 month buy-in is the reality there, because you have options for 2026 and 2027. So you have no money commitment to him after this year.
Let's go out to the phone lines. Our buddy Ron is on the south side. Ron, welcome inside the clubhouse.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, okay, we talk about Luis Robert. No matter what, he's gone after this season. And we know with Andrew Vaughn, there's pretty much no future. But a guy, I'm going to tell you, that really presents a dilemma with the White Sox is Andrew Benintendi. Because Andrew Benintendi is signed until 2028, making the average $15 million a year. So you're not going to be able to trade him. Okay, and if he's not producing, I guess, whenever the White Sox get a player that can play in the outfield, you're pretty much stuck. And like David, you said, he is a professional hitter, but he is just so inconsistent. We talk about Luis Robert being inconsistent. But
he had a good week, Ron. He had a good week. Got to admit that.
A week.
But it's something to build
on.
Week?
How many? A week, and we into three months of the season. No, but really, no. For $15 million a year, I need more than that. But again, that's a problem with the White Sox. Okay, guys. Hey, I gotta just say one thing. Keith Law said, I listened to Keith Law on Speed Show last week. He said Colson Montgomery may not come up this season. And he said the only thing players the White Sox have to look forward to is Brayden Montgomery. So All right. That's
thanks, Ron. Good stuff.
White Sox.
Keep bringing it. Bruce, reaction to that? Also, I think...
Tell Keith Law to stay out of Chicago White Sox business.
You can do that. He had a pretty bleak outlook for Colson Montgomery. I would quibble. Braden Montgomery certainly looks
like...
He got
hurt yesterday.
Who did?
Colson Montgomery got hurt. He got hit on the knee in a game that they were playing yesterday. Had to come out of the game. Not sure what the report is moving forward.
We'll have to look into that during one of the breaks.
Keep our eye open here on that. But, you know, the reality is that, you know, people like Keith Law are really good at what they do. But we, on a daily basis, concentrate on incremental improvement of this team. Just like you said, the week, okay? That's, you know, in general, that wouldn't be a good statement. For the White Sox, it is a good statement.
We're week to week and everything.
You are. It's right.
We began the show talking about the Cub offense being down. They won three or four, and we're talking about them scoring 11 runs in four games.
Yeah, well, we don't do shows once a month. We do one every week, and you do one every day, or twice a day.
Yeah.
you do it twice a day.
I'm worried about – I'd go bat to a bat with Benintendi. I'm like, hey,
right.
Great seventh inning. Way to go, A.B.
No, but I mean, Ron speaks for a lot of White Sox fans. It's like, I don't want to hear about a good week. Well, unfortunately, that's where you're at with this team, you know. So jumping on that, David, is right, but it also shows you how far they still have to go.
Quickly, Bruce, before we break, how far and how quickly does Kyle Teal conceive of him coming up? Because he is hitting – he's playing a position where they have good depth. You wonder about changing positions, but what do you think the next month or so? Well, you said on the Mullin Haas show, maybe by the All-Star break, could that get accelerated at all based on results?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, what's wrong with two really good catchers? And again, Corey Lee, I really like Corey Lee. He hasn't hit a lot yet, but I really like the way he takes charge. I like the way he calls games. If he's a trade chip for you, all the best for him and his career and you. If you have two really good young catchers in Teal and Carroll every day, playing every day, you know, every other day, fine. You know, what's better player development than that? They're both competing, getting the job done, and getting better.
I think it's a good way to put it, Bruce. As the Cubs were reminded this week, you can never have enough catching. With Miguel Amaya going on the shelf for 4 to 6 weeks with the oblique injury. So that's a very good point worth remembering. All right, speaking of the Cubs, when we come back, Justin Turner has been a big addition, got a lot of attention, and certainly played an important role in that clubhouse and as a pinch hitter on the Cubs. We will talk to him next on Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.